patch up a hole in the house, and anything.
Uh-huh. What kind of fence is this you have around your house now?
This is called a chain link fence. I sell them, folks. I'm the agent down here. I sell them.
Yeah. Doesn't call this a hurricane fence? Or?
Well, they call it a hurricane fence because the hurricane is a company that sells that fence. And I know people more or less picked up the name Hurricane Fence, but actually what it is a chain link fence. That's the real name for it.
Okay. Mr. Basol, the type of things that you would carry, say water in, did you have, you know, what would you carry water in?
From a way back?
Yeah.
A jug of some kind, similar to, everybody had their little jugs made out of some type of clay or pottery, you know. Like the moonshine jug, you know what I'm talking about. That's got that type of jug. You'd have that. Or any, at that time, too, you had a lot of things with a cork in it. A lot of times, you had gallon glass jug. We call them a jug, a small, it was glass. And they put their water in there. Anything that would hold water, the fishermen would take a little jar of water with them when they fish or anything like that.
What would you carry water in when you had a well, say? You carry water in a...
In a bucket.
Okay.
It would be tin buckets. Okay. Came into use around that. You know,
yeah.
When I was coming up, you had tin buckets. You had tin, you know, tubs. You need a large amount of water, you get it out of the tub. Small amount, you get it out of a smaller tub. We call number two tub and number three tub because they number them as according to size. And all the cooking was done in iron pots. Cast, that we still do it today. There's no better food that comes out of an iron pot. They got all kind of magnolite and all that, but that's not like that old iron pot. Sort of iron pot, cream of the crop. We still use it today.
What?
Like I have one now, I guarantee that pot, I dug it out when I was building my barn back there, sitting right here, I'm going to have it sandblasted, because it's rusty. I dug it out the ground in the back, it might be 200 years old, I don't know.
Ooh.
And I'm going to have it sandblasted and the met coated, they call it. It's a process that preserves the iron. My nephew's going to take it this week and have it done because I unburied it back there when I dug the bone.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
I'll show it to you. Sitting right there, you got it. Like you can see from where you're sitting. It's got a handle on it.
Is that like those big things they used to wash clothes in? And
well,
what you?
Similar to that, but this one was a small one.
Okay.
So small.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big iron pot. When you kill a hog, you cook everything in an iron pot.
Uh-huh.
Big iron pot. Like you see on them plantations, some of them store water in them. Big, real big ones. Well, we don't have any here. But these were smaller pots. You kill a hog, you cook your meat right here on open fire outside.
Yes.
Make your cracklings and your blood sausage, boudin, they call it, you know, and pork chops and all that stuff.
What kind of bucket would you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps to the animals, pigs,
and well, usually it was a 5 gallon can, we just say a 5 gallon can. It was made out of some metal. But of course, the poor animals had to suffer, they'd eat food. There wasn't much left to throw to the animals, you know, except bones off the fish or something like that. Because you wouldn't have that much waste in those days. You had to eat what you got. When you had a family in one house of 15 or 20,
yeah.
You ate red beans and rice and mullet. Red beans are a delicate. Mullet, we call them mullet fish. It's a common fish around here. Well, you ate mullet at least 3 days a week.
You mean a good fish or?
Well, it's a good fish. It's a good eating fish.
But it's just easy to find.
Yeah, just throw a net up and catch. And they don't get very big. They get, I would say, the most a pound and a half, maybe a pound. Your average mullet is a small fish. Fry that real dry. Usually, in those days, you had to fry that in that hog fat, you know. You didn't have the cooking oil, man. You'd be rich to put cooking oil. Fry that in that hog fat.
You could find mullet
all I gotta do is walk from here, three blocks down the street, and I'm in the back bay, we call it. It's all water back then. Mullet anywhere back then.
Is it beneficial back there or something?